Go ahead and begin the meeting.
We're good to go.
Somebody just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself?
George Ebersold.
All right. Caller number 5 is George Ebersold. Thank you, George.
Trying a new mic. Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, you're coming in fine, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Roofing Technical Advisory Committee meeting of July 30th, 2021. Please remember to keep yourself muted. If you're calling from a phone, not to put yourself on hold. Please be aware of background noises. Please wait until I offer you an opportunity to speak, and each time you speak, including making motions and seconds, please state your name so we can capture that for the record. With that, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Swope, is it fine? Oh, here. Commissioner Batts?
I'm here.
All right. Bob Boyer?
I'm here.
Very good. Jimmy Buckner? Jimmy's here, so I'm marking him present. George Ebersold? I know you're here, too.
Present.
All right. Burt Logan?
Here.
All right. Gaspar Rodriguez?
I'm here.
Okay, so did you get where Gaspar was? It says waiting for name, but anyway, there he is. Lorraine Alicio Ross? All right. William Schultz?
Here.
Very good. Karen Worsek? Mark Sainel?
Here.
Okay, so we have 9 of 11. I'll check one more time. Is Lorraine or Karen on? All right, very good. We have a quorum. So we'll go ahead and get the meeting started. Brian, if you want to go ahead and get a motion to approve the agenda and the meeting minutes and then turn it back to me, I'll go ahead and take over from there regarding the errata.
Okay, perfect. Good morning, everyone. The minutes of the meeting have been posted on the website for the last couple weeks now. Can you get approval? Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Got a motion, second?
Yes, for second.
Got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. We'll go ahead and move to the next. Get approval of the June 23rd, 2021 meeting minutes.
Don't move, Boyer.
Second, Buckner.
Second, Ebersold.
Got a motion, second. Can I get all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. And, Jeff, I'm going to turn that back over to you to go to the next item.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
All right. The main purpose of today's business is to provide the commission with recommendations on proposed errata. We'll use our standard process for doing code review items. I'll introduce the proposed errata by its number, provide the proponent with an opportunity to give any additional information they'd like, ask for those who wish to speak in favor from the public, those who wish to speak against the public. Again, 3-minute time limits for all on that side. Then we'll come back to the TAC for your recommendation vis-a-vis approval or denial to the commission. And we'll go through in this particular case, we have 3 errata, and we'll go ahead and get started with the first errata, which is RFDC Building Roofing Chapter 159, errata number 1. I believe there's a revision to this as well, but that I'll let the proponent speak to, which is Mr. Mike Silvers from FRSA. Mike?
Thank you, Jeff. Again, this is Mike Silvers from FRSA. This was a change that was made in the last cycle. This a new table was inserted. Somewhere along the line, the equal to 4 and 12 was eliminated. We have roof slopes 2 and 12, more than 2 and 12 and less than 4 and 12, and then it said roof slopes greater than 4 and 12. So the original errata that I put in added equal to after the greater than. I had several calls saying, well, that's not really the right symbol for equal to or greater than. The proper symbol would be an underlined right-facing arrow. That kind of led me to the conclusion that's probably why it got removed in the process, because the underscoring that we do for new code changes is very similar to the underscoring in this particular symbol. So after some comments and looking back at how the code was done last year, I submitted a new one that goes back to our last cycle, not last year, excuse me. I submitted a new one that went back to the way that it was addressed before. And that was to say in words, as opposed to using symbols, that these two, and if you'll scroll down slightly, you can see the new recommended change to my original errata. That is the second table that is in residential. They're both the same. Scroll down a little further to the next one. And the next table, top of that table. Nope, that's not there. Continue to
there's
scroll
an,
down.
Mike, there's an attachment. I think if you go, if you close this file and go, there's a separate file which has the information you're looking for, Mike.
I'm not controlling the screen. Sorry, Mo.
I know. Whoever controlling the screen, if you would go to the attachment on the agenda. In our agenda, there's a file. Yes, sir. That's what that. No, it's not coming up. All right.
No, that's the
okay.
only thing I...
Again, what I am suggesting as a change to this requested errata is that we say the words as opposed to use the symbols for them.
Here it is, Mike. Here it is.
Okay, thank you. So the highlighted section is the only thing that's changing in the table. This is the way it was presented in the 2017 code, the sixth edition, is saying roof slopes 2 and 12 and less than 4 and 12, and then in the next column, roof slopes 4 and 12 and greater. Takes the symbols out of it, think simplifies it, and goes back to the previous approach that the code had before, and I think will eliminate confusion in the future. So that's what I hope that the TAC would actually make a motion to accept this change.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the proposed errata as revised?
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association supports as revised. Thank you.
Daniel Yula, Eagle Roofing Products supports.
Very good.
Greg Keeler, Woods Corning, I support.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Okay. Coming back to the TAC, we'd be looking for a motion to either approve it as revised, or if you don't agree with that, would it make a motion as you see fit.
Motion to approve as
All right, so Mark Sainholz made the motion to approve as the revised version. Is there a second?
Second, Boyer.
Second, Eversold.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. A 9-0 vote. I want to make one quick check. There's been a few callers who joined the call. If you joined the call after roll call, would you please identify yourself?
Robert Bimbo.
Robert Bimbo is 7. And one other person? All right. Well, then let me just double check.
Lorraine or Karen have not joined us as TAC members. Anybody? Are either of you on the phone? Okay. Very good. Then we'll proceed. We'll go on to RFBC Building Chapter 15, Errata 2, which was submitted by staff. Mo?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Medani. As stated here, really, this is really a minor correction. We discovered that table 1507.2.7.1 referenced the incorrect figures for the wind speed map. So this is mainly to correct them to be consistent with Chapter 16 reference to the wind speed maps that exist now.
Okay, thank you, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support?
Mike Silvers, FRSA, in support.
Very good. Anybody else?
Joe Belcher, FHBA, in support.
Okay. Annie Oyola, Eagle Roofing Product, support.
Okay. Anybody else?
Greg Keeler, Owens Corning, support.
Very good. Anybody else? All right. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Hearing none, we'll come back to the TAC, presumably for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve Boyer as revised.
All right. Motion to approve by Boyer. Who's making the second?
Buckner makes the second.
All right. Motion and a second from Boyer and Buckner. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Hearing none.
Question.
Go ahead.
This is maybe something certainly, but the way you crossed out A, B, or C, you didn't cross out the 1609 before the A, B, and C. But then it'll say 1609, and then it'll say 1609.3.1. So does the strike do need to go through the first 1609?
I'll look at that, but that's really, there's figure 1609. The strike is for B or C and A, and just replacing those with, we will strike against 1609. Yeah, that should go again, too, yeah. You're right.
Very good, very good. So would the maker of the motion make the motion to approve as revised?
Motion to approve as revised, Boyer.
And make my second? All right, so we have a new motion to approve it as revised. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Are there any opposed? Passes unanimously 9-0 as revised. All right, our third and final is RFBC Building Chapter 15, Errata Number 3, submitted by John Roberts from UL. Is anybody here representing the proponent on this?
Hey, Jeff, is Robert is not there. Really, if you want, I'll
sure, go ahead.
Pretty quickly. This is Mo Medani. This is really a very, simple editorial. We discovered that the reference to the standard UL 2703 mistyped. So, as you see, what's in the code now is UL 2073, which should have been UL 2703, and that's really all the changes. That's really to correct the typo.
Thanks, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to speak first in favor?
Joe Belcher in support, FRSA. FHBA, I don't know why I'm stuck on being in FRSA today. FHBA in support.
Yeah, we'll allow you to be a member.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on here.
I'll take a check.
Mike Silvers with FRSA in support. And Joe, you trying to get my job?
I think he's got enough. He's got plenty. All right. Any other members of the public wish to speak in favor?
Jamie Gaskin from MDC, Miami-Dade County.
Thank you, Jamie. We're really into the acronyms. Go ahead, man. Use your acronym this time.
Yeah, Manny Oyola with FRSA and Eagle Roofing Products supports us.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, I'll go back to the TAC for your motion.
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Second, Ebersold.
We have a motion and a second from Boyer and Ebersold. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? It passes unanimously on 9-0 vote. Is there any other public comment? Okay.
Yes.
Or, yes?
I'm going to say something after you finish.
Sure,
Mo Bidani.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to really make sure make you aware. I know you have received probably a mass email from us about the availability of the tracking chart and the detailed reports for the 2021 ICO changes. Those reports, those are the ones that we used to review the ICO changes in September, October. And I just wanted to let you know that the information is available now, and please review it. And if you have any question, just let us know. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Mo. Okay.
Jeff, I've got a quick question if I can, please.
Sure. Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, it's a little out of order, but I wanted to make sure I got this. These erratas will obviously be published as part of these meetings. Are they going to be incorporated into the electronic version of the code, or will we have to go looking for those somewhere else in the future?
Mo?
This is Mo Medani. The way we deal with erratas and the way we dealt with supplements throughout, the years, except, it's really we will publish those as a supplement to the 2020 code. The supplements will be available from our website, and also we'll make sure that it will be available from the ICC website. So we'll ask ICC to post them also on their website. And that's what we've done, so far for a number of previous code additions where when we issue supplements and all that. To answer your question, it will be as published as a supplement, and it will not be integrated into the hard copy or the electronic at this point.
Thank you, Mo.
You're welcome.
All right. Anything else from anybody before I turn back to Commissioner Swope to adjourn us? Okay. Brian, I'll turn it to you to adjourn us, and you're muted right now, so. Oh, I wish she had a mute button. If there's no other TAC comments or public comments, we'll stand adjourned. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, all.